my friends, our time together on this Friday appears to be coming to an end. I say appears to be. It is coming to an end because they actually walk me out of the building at 9 o'clock. They don't trust me around here. Jeff Wiggins filling in for Steve Groover here on the Steve Groover Show. Always very thankful that I can come and speak with all of you and engage with the wonderful guests that Steve always has lined up. Great discussions we have, addressing the real issues that affect us. Another one of those issues comes by way of the Detroit News. There was a editorial written by Miss Ingrid Jacques of the Detroit News editorial board titled Due Process Under Threat on Campus. Thanks in part to the Biden administration. I say in part. It's not in part. It's thanks to the Biden administration. And Ms. Jock starts off by saying, college students beware. Your basic constitutional rights aren't safe for long if the Biden administration gets their way. Now, what Ms. Jock is talking about are some rules that were put in place during the previous administration under President Trump and Secretary of Education Betsy DeVos, obviously no longer Secretary of Education. And they essentially revamped Title IX, which prohibits sex discrimination at schools receiving federal money. Now, the problem with Title IX is, at the time, it had a somewhat expansive view of how to handle certain situations regarding sexual assault. Again, I know it goes without saying, like many of the topics we have on the show, but obviously sexual assault is deplorable. Anybody engaged in it needs to feel the full strength and penalty of the law if found guilty in a court of law. The problem is, with the way things used to operate, that wasn't always the case. You had many students, quoting from the editorial now, got kicked off campus after simply being accused of sexual misconduct, despite not being given a fair chance to defend themselves. This led to dozens of lawsuits against universities, and the courts have stood up for the due process rights of these students. Again, I mean, we live in a country of laws, of due process, of the opportunity to put forward a defense of your action or inaction before you suffer any penalty for the claims made against you. Now, obviously, with social media, obviously, with 24-hour news cycle, that's not always the case. Lives are destroyed before we even get to the trial. Case in point, Justice Kavanaugh. We saw what they did to him. Same thing they did to Justice Thomas. You're going to remember those names for the rest of your lives. And no court of law and no real shred of evidence ever showed they did anything wrong. But hey, as long as it's a means to an end, as long as it's for political game, or in this case, as long as it's a controversial topic that advances a narrative, so be it. I don't know how you feel about that, but I'm not a big fan of not having due process, not letting the facts play out, not finding out the truth. Said it yesterday, facts are facts. Truth is truth. Not your facts, not your truth. We're a nation of laws. People are afforded the right to to avail themselves of our system. It was founded upon innocent until proven guilty because the idea of somebody being punished by the state for something they didn't do is so reprehensible to a free society that they put the burden on the state to prove it, or in this case, the state institution, at least. It's founded on the, our justice system is founded on the principle that it's better to let 100 guilty people go free than to put one innocent person in prison. I would make the argument there are people today that don't prescribe to that way of thinking. They'd consider it collateral damage in the fight to eliminate quote-unquote rape culture on campus, toxic masculinity. And again, sexual assault, if committed, should be punished to the fullest extent of the law. It's disgusting. But under the law, giving everybody an opportunity to defend themselves. And according to Ms. Jacques' editorial, the selection for the Director of Civil Rights in the Department of Education is going to be Catherine Lahman. She ascribes to the previous administration's point of view on this, unfortunately. So, college students, beware. Keep your mind straight, head on a swivel, know your rights, and just be a good person. It's kind of the way you should operate in any facet of life. I try to. I hope you do too. Jeff Wiggins filling in for Steve on the Steve Groover Show. We're going to wrap things up. Come back with us. Got some parting words of advice for you. Stay tuned.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. MyPure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With MyPure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. MyPure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love